Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Richard Allen accused of and convicted of being the Delphi murderer now, taking the lives of those two little girls in Delphi, Indiana, back in 2017, right? Horrible story, horrible case. We all watched it play out. You watched it play out in the courtroom. Where do we go from here? Because we always were kind of saying, you know, Richard Allen, maybe he has that get a new trial free card. How shiny does that card look going forward, Bob?
It's tough to tell. And really with the ultimate issue. So, I mean, the next step is either they're going to file a post-trial motion, which is the equivalent of seeking a new trial. That'll be denied by Gull. Mm-hmm. After that's done, they'll file a notice of appeal. I know that they're trying to get a team of like top-notch appellate attorneys from Indiana together to handle the appeals. And then it goes on direct appeal. Now, you know, one of the lawyers that I've spoken to that did some of the work for him on the collateral stuff, like the original action stuff, revolving around getting the lawyers put back on the case, Michael Osbrook, he's of the mindset that he's trying to push a post-conviction relief type petition before the appeal, which is unusual. The difference is that in appeals, you're dealing with the issues that arose pre-trial and during the trial. Mm-hmm. All right. You're not bringing in new evidence. Now, post-conviction relief act stuff, that is where you have to bring new evidence, newly discovered evidence forward. So there are two very different mechanical petitions that are filed that do two very different things. So with the appellate side of it, you're going to have this issue. Did Gull rule improperly on various motions? Did she rule improperly keeping the third-party culprit stuff out? Mm-hmm. Did she, you know, infringe upon his right to a speedy trial, his right to a fair trial by removing his attorneys in the middle of it Was that cured by them being reinstated? You know, so it's like you've got all these different issues. What were his due process rights violated by way of them putting him in a prison via a safekeeping order? That was a hearing that took place prior to him having counsel and without him being present in the courtroom. Like, you know, I mean, the things that happened in this case are crazy.
Yeah.
So ultimately, all of those things that we know do not sit well with the Constitution are going to be weighed against these confessions.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's ultimately what the issue is going to be. The other issue for the appellate lawyers is how do they attack the confessions? You know, they've already filed their motion to suppress those confessions, but it was kind of like an umbrella type motion, like a catch-all, like where they weren't specifically saying, okay, we're trying to exclude this confession because Monica Walla was, you know, the written confession in her hand, who, you know, was his treating psychologist, who has been shown to have been investigating into the Delphi case prior to and during her treatment of Richard Allen. Like, we're looking to say that one is involuntary, or that it was coerced, or that it's not even his words. Mm-hmm. You know, instead, they just kind of attacked the conditions of the confinement altogether, essentially reaching the conclusion that everything that he said during those 3 months is involuntary, or was involuntary. He was on Halidol. He was involuntarily being administered Halidol. He was psychotic. You know, like, they put him in a prison, and that's not where we keep pretrial detainees in this country. And, you know, I mean, like, in that, the big missing part of that is you're going to really need a whistleblower.
Yeah.
You're going to need somebody who worked in that prison to say that all the things that they were saying that they were doing to him are true, mm-hmm. and that they were torturing him psychologically, that, you know, it was like a constant barrage of, we know you did it. You're a child killer. You're a baby killer. You're a baby killer. Admit to it. Threats to the family, you know, promises of him being able to see his wife, of transferring out of that, whatever the case may be. Whatever they used, whatever means that they used to get him to start saying those generic confessions, is because, you know, everybody that likes to point to the Walla thing and talking about the confession that had the, you know, the details, which you and I talked about at length during our last time that we chatted, it wasn't him speaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a problem in this situation. If Monica Walla was on the up and up, I'd be more inclined to say, well, that's a problem.
Sure.
That's a real problem. But Monica Walla wasn't on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Walla was knee deep in tons of different Facebook groups, Reddit. You know, she was in, like, went out to the trail, went out to the bridge, you know, like sneaking around on her computer system in the prison to find out about Kagan Klein, you know, just doing shit that a woman who is a psychologist and who is treating a patient should never be doing.
Yeah.
This isn't like a convicted felon who's getting some kind of treatment after the fact, and the person's learning a bit about the underlying crime. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who hasn't been convicted of anything, mm-hmm. and you've got his psychiatrist or psychologist, rather, playing armchair sleuth.
Yeah, like, you know, Nancy Drew,
like,
basically.
It's ridiculous, man. So, like, ultimately, the way it'll go down is if the direct appeal, the appellate court says, all right, look, Gull messed X, Y, and Z up, but we find that the manifest weight of those confessions outweighs her mistakes. Therefore, everything that she did that was a mistake has been now commuted to being nothing more than harmless error, because if you had brought the third party culprit in, if you had brought all that in, it wouldn't have changed the fact that this jury heard however many confessions it was, you know, and that the confessions outweigh everything. So then once it gets denied at that level, it then goes up to the Indiana Supreme Court. Now, the Indiana Supreme Court, from what I hear, is much more receptive to the concept of the conditions of his confinement causing these confessions to been basically involuntary. Mm-hmm. You know, it's or coerced, whatever you want to call them. So if they're more inclined to grant him a new trial, it would probably happen at that level. If they are of the same mindset as the appellate court and they say, nah, like the confessions are too much, we just can't do it. You know, we're not willing to that's a bridge too far for us. He just confessed too many times. So at that point, you then shift over to, if it's denied there, you shift over to the federal side and you can, you know, do a writ of habeas corpus, or you do what Michael Osbrook wants to do. And you file your post-conviction relief act stuff. And, you know, but the post-conviction relief act stuff is where you're really trying to hunt down who did this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different thing, you know, and it's frankly probably the best route to go,
yeah.
You know, because in this case for Richard Allen and Kathy Allen to ever have a normal life, if he were to get a new trial or to be released from prison somewhere down the road, you want somebody getting snatched up on this thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the end result for Richard Allen is everybody who thinks he's guilty now is going to think he's guilty then. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like, it's no life out here in those conditions. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background right now. You know, I mean, they're preparing, sentencing is happening on the 20th of December. After that time, the ball will really start rolling with respect to, you know, everything that's going to go on with the appellate process or whichever route they decide to go. But it's going to be interesting, man. Like I kept trying to tell people, you know, on our lives, I'm like, look, I mean, an unspent casing, even though lawyers think it's bullshit, jurors don't.
Yeah.
And confessions are powerful, mm-hmm. you know, and people have a very hard time understanding the concept that people would say that they did something that they didn't do. And then you've got Allen saying that exact thing to his mother, you know, why would I say I did it if I didn't do it, mom? You know, so it's like, you know, but at the end of that recording, you hear him saying, okay, like somebody standing in the room with them. I want to trust this verdict. I want him to be the guy. I want those girls to have gotten justice. I want the families to have gotten justice. The way that this thing went down, I don't know anybody that's intellectually honest with themselves, how they can think that this thing went down the way it was should, and that you can feel confident in that verdict, man. It's like, they're like, I don't sweat the jury. They went by what they had in front of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I've had this debate with Osbrook. He's like, I don't have to respect a verdict. I'm like, yeah, you do. I'm like, you take it up on appeal. I mean, all they could do was go by the evidence that was presented to them in court.
Yeah.
They have no access to anything. They didn't know, theoretically didn't know anything that we know about all the other stuff that's going on in this case. Now, they did know about the treatment in prison, mm-hmm. you know, but maybe at the end of the day, like, I can't wait for the 20th to come and go. Because I am desperately hoping that some of these jurors are going to come out and start talking about like what it was.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.